What's up, y'all? I got a banger from Alpha Central. Let's get straight into it.
I hear a lot of, we're not going back. What are we not going back to?
The kitchen.
Stupid.
The kitchen, I love it. So good.
Did I?
Baby girl, I don't think that's the sea. It looks like a little lake there, maybe. I don't think you're in the middle of the sea. I'm gonna keep it a buck. Whoa.
Big back.
As we've heard boy math, but what about deadbeat parent math? Deadbeat parent math is when you think that your $157 is funding vacations. Deadbeat parent math is when you think that your $50 a month is paying for her nails. Deadbeat parent math is when you think that you can just come and go and provide when you want to.
When women use their child...
Bro, what? I couldn't tell if she was sitting or standing.
Shots fired!
Deadbeat parent math? Well, how about this one? This is a grand one right here. Don't have babies with a man you're not married to. Okay, probably won't be a deadbeat if you actually vet them and marry them before you carry their child. Something so beautiful about seeing these women in uniform. Oh my God. Respect to all of our military members, though. I don't like laughing at the military. I feel like it's not very respectful. Even though they are women, maybe they can't be in step, but they're still serving their country. So we got to respect that aspect of it. Got to have some class around here, gents. Got to have some class. Good Lord, they could have listened in class, though. Goodness gracious, I feel like they could have stayed in step a little bit better.
Listen, we've got to do this. Let me hear you all say, E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
Elk says.
E-L-G.
Baby girl, maybe practice it before you hop on the stage there and hit the podium. Maybe just practice it. If she's the mayor, good Lord, I must be the high prince of Texas.
Babe, what are you...
Ma'am, that rear windshield wasn't stuck.
What is she doing? Is she trying to get that... Oh, goodness gracious. What is going on there?
It's been 10 months.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Y'all know that song?
Since my divorce was official... And
congrats.
My ex is getting married today.
Good
I honestly him. Didn't think it would be a hard...
No, just stop there. You honestly just didn't think.
Shots fired!
Just stop it there.
Day, you know, the divorce was not easy. It was not expected, but I don't know why I didn't think it would be hard. I wasn't feeling anything leading up to it. But, my baby... Yesterday, when I dropped him off with his dad... he was excited for the party. He loves his new stepmom.
This is why you don't divorce people.
I don't get it. If you're so upset that you divorced him and he moved on, why did you divorce him in the first place? I mean, it makes sense, right? You don't want to see him move on and get a girlfriend. Don't divorce him. You had him in your clutches. You had him in your grasps. But dude, this is the thing with modern women. And I came up with these quotes this morning. If a woman can't be respected, she can't be directed. And if a woman can't be led, she can't be fed. The problem is with a lot of modern women is that they want a man who can lead. They want a man who can take that leadership role. But the thing is, you ladies don't even know how to submit and follow a lead. You could have a man tell you everything to do, but you won't follow his lead. You're going to be combative, argumentative. Put a one in the chat if you agree. A lot of women, they want a leader. We have women that watch the channel. Ladies, you want a man to lead? I bet you would say yeah. A lot of women want to lead, but they don't even know how to be led. They think they have all the answers. Don't you think it's a little odd that a lot of these ladies, a lot of these modern women, they're 300-0 in arguments? You're telling me out of 300 arguments, you ain't lost a single one? Bro, stop it.
How about new?
Stop it. You're lying. You're absolutely lying.
Stop the cap.
You're not going to win 300 arguments. You're not always right. But that's the problem. These ladies want something, but then when they get it, they're like, nah, he ain't got it together. It's like, what? It doesn't even make sense. The stories write themselves.
And after her failed marriage attempts, now has demands for the government. And there are so many twists to this story, it could be a Netflix series.
The government is gonna fix up these buildings, fix up the streets,
and clean up these streets.
Leave it to an entitled modern woman to think she can go to a random country and get them to start fixing the streets, bro. We did a whole episode on this chick. If you want to see this, this story goes really deep. If you want to see more about it, you can find it on my channel.
European country known for its architecture.
Europe.
She got a thick neck.
Name a European country known for its architecture. You just repeated the question.
Yeah.
You said Europe.
Stupid.
Oh, she's trying to trick us. And like, I'm gonna just include every country.
That's right.
In Europe. Well, let's see, someone else might have heard that.
Okay.
Survey said. What?
What?
Did you mishear it?
Obviously.
Oh, excuse me. Okay. Obviously. If you had a second chance at that, what would you say?
Is this my second chance?
No, but if you had one, what would you have said? Name a...
like Egypt?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I should have said, Egypt. Like the pyramid. Like, you know, right, Jerry?
What if you had a third chance? What if you had a...
Jerry!
What if you had a... No, like just...
See how she's getting mad at him for her being wrong? Make it make sense, bro.
What if you had a third chance?
Did you know her votes is...
Bro, that's brutal. Now, I'll be honest. Geography is my absolute worst subject, so I'm not one to sit here and be talking. But Lord have mercy.
Is as these other service sectors have opened up, men are gravitating into those service sectors instead of just manual labor, right?
Yes.
Then how come women aren't gravitating towards the manual labor sections?
Because the manual labor sections have been either taken over by technology.
No, they haven't.
Or
has roofing been taken over by technology?
No, but what is it? It doesn't necessarily.
Has construction been taken over by technology? Roofing has even gardening, basic gardening. What about lawn mowing, lawn care? In fact, almost all labor I can think of, which now is heavily inundated with machines, still totally dominated by men. Almost no women do it at all.
But there's a lot less men in average doing those jobs compared to before because you have had machinery replaced.
But
if it took three,
but this argument still makes no sense.
Please, if it took five men to redo a roof or whatever.
Sure.
Now it takes two, right?
Yeah, why isn't one of them a woman?
No.
Stop the cap.
Because the point is, as a society as a whole, we have just moved away from manual labor. So obviously
this
a woman...
This argument makes no sense.
Yes.
Lady, yelling does
bro,
not...
Bro, are you kidding me? Bro, when's the last time you saw somebody building a house, you saw a bunch of robots outside? Imagine, bro. They're fighting so hard to get people to get out there and do the manual labor jobs. Are you kidding me? This chick's glasses, she got a square and a circle. That is something I've never seen, brother man. I've never seen that.
Tantrums for me.
What is a temper tantrum?
A temper tantrum, it's something wrong with everything. Everything. You acting like the girl. Everything got to be perfect.
So the fact that you did something wrong, I'm throwing a temper tantrum when I...
It don't even got to be something wrong. You cooking and cleaning and cooking. You
know, right.
It's always going to be something.
But if you cooking and cleaning and cleaning and cooking and this chicken burnt and I say this chicken burnt, I'm a sassy...
Not even...
Don't worry about it. On y'all tonight. It's not my fault that you can't cook chicken. It is not my fault. If I see a deficiency in this house, you ain't doing something right. I am not sassy for correcting you, ma'am. I am making you a better woman. The fact of the matter is that when you clean this mother, it still ain't clean. I'm not sassy for that. I'm just pointing out the obvious. The mama should have taught you. Why can't men correct women? Why can't men lead women when they say, I want to with a that can teach me something? Then they get that can teach them something. And then they don't want to listen and call him sassy when he try to teach them something. Back to the apartment.
So she wants...
I mean, it's fat. It's just to the whole quote I came up with. If she can't be directed, she can't be respected. And those are... You can play those backwards and forwards. She can't be respected, she can't be directed. And if she can't be led, she can't be fed. And a lot of women, they want the lead of a man, but they don't even know how to follow a lead. Like, all you ladies think you're all right all the time. It's crazy work.
During an argument, I'm capable, strong, independent, qualified. I earn and I don't need your money. I earn my own money. Here's a wife, that very same wife in divorce court. I don't earn, I can't work, I'm incapable, I'm on the verge of starvation, and I need his money.
It's funny. I love it.
That divorce just brings the best out of everybody, doesn't it?
Divorce.
That's crazy work. And dude, that's because navigating the dating scene can be absolutely brutal, but so can dealing with the aftermath of an accident. Have you ever been involved in a personal injury case? Over the years as an image consultant, I've worked with many clients recovering from workplace accidents, car accidents, and more. And I was actually shocked to learn how often people lose their personal injury cases. That's why I want to talk about Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. They specialize in a wide variety of personal injury cases, and they've won thousands of big cases. And if you end up working with them, they're going to fight for the money that you deserve. Just recently, Morgan & Morgan solidified verdicts in Florida of $12 million and $26 million in Philly. That's up to 40 times the highest insurance offer. And I'm telling you, your case could be worth millions. If you've been injured in an accident, don't wait. You can go visit www.forthepeople.com/Levi, found in the description below, to start your free claim today. Y'all know what time it is. We're switching it up a little bit. Look at this majestic creature, patiently waiting for his treat. Can we get some FREEs in the chat? Free. Good boy. Waiting so patiently. Such a good boy. Such a good boy, Lox. He doesn't even know how good of a boy he is sometimes. He really doesn't even realize it. I wish he did. But he gets praised. He gets spoiled. You guys see this. You guys see that this man gets spoiled. Loki's a modern dog. Not to be confused with the modern woman. Let's get back into this, bro. What is going on here? Got this little elevator scene. Open to Ellie. Lord have mercy.
Stupid.
What is going on? Oh, my Lanta. Good Lord have mercy. Bless her little heart. Oh, my God. Not again, bro.
Stupid.
Are you kidding? This has got to be satire. This has got to be a joke. This has got to be a joke. This just has to be a joke. That was too good. That was too good.
Go to microfeminism.
I call myself and other women, women, not girls.
Refusing to yield to men when they're walking down the street.
When a man's getting aggressive, I hit him with the, I can see you're acting a little emotionally. Let's think a little more logically, like me.
I like to ask my male colleagues to take notes during our meetings.
When someone talks about going to the doctor, I ask what she said.
I don't watch a lot of sports, but when I do, I try to put on women's sports to help their ratings and to lift women's sports in the media.
When a man says he is babysitting his children, I make sure to correct it to parenting.
Whenever something needs to be moved and someone's like, let's let the men do it, I say, no, I got it.
Yeah, let Big Bertha do it there.
I like to hold the door open for men and insist they go in first.
Wait, they want to hold...
Okay, cool. I'm cool with that. If that's microfeminism, let me have that all day. I'll take 2 hot servings of that, baby girl. Go ahead and open all the doors for me.
Feminism is a scam. A few years ago, I was an angry, blue-haired feminist. I once believed that male privilege was real and that I was a victim of the wage gap. Now that I understand the true motives of...
Notice how much more pleasant she looks. Maybe not right there.
Feminism.
Notice how much more pleasant she looks. She's got her natural hair. Luckily, she didn't riddle her body with tattoos or random piercings, but she looks very approachable.
I know that this could not be further from the truth, and that modern-day feminism is a war on true masculinity. Before women had the right to vote, most were stay-at-home wives, which meant they weren't working jobs and couldn't be taxed. Our overlords didn't like that. Rockefeller started funding feminist campaigns in media, and as a consequence of the movement, women started entering the workforce and leaving the home. Children would then be separated from their parents and sent to Rockefeller-funded schools
so they could be indoctrinated, yep.
To be indoctrinated by the state. All of this...
You know what's really crazy? It does disrupt a family unit, but you know what's even crazier? If you ever look at pictures of a school and a prison, they look oddly familiar. The only difference with a school is the school has colors, and the prison is just gray or dark. It just looks dingy, right? How do you arrive in prison? I explained these stark contrasts to some of my family members, and they were like blown away. Think about this. They make you work in prison. A lot of times they make you, you know, you have to go in there and there's like a factory or something. So it's usually an 8-hour workday. The bell tells you when to eat. Same thing in prison. How do you arrive to prison? In a bus. How do you arrive to school? In a bus. You sit down in a cell. You have one area, aka a desk. 8-hour workdays. How do you eat lunch? And these long tables typically are in circular tables. You eat for a certain amount of time. Then you go back. Like you walk down halls. You put your hands behind your back. Like there's so many. If you really think about it, you're like, wow. Like, school really prepares kids for prison, and vice versa. It's truly sad. It's truly sad. Get back to this girl. She's cooking, though.
Ultimately disrupting the family unit at its core. Feminism is defined as the belief in social, economic, and political equality of the sexes. But in the West, I must ask, what rights do men have that women don't? Modern feminists are convincing women that hookup culture, using hormonal birth control, and not shaving is liberation. That toxic masculinity is prevalent, and the patriarchy must be dismantled. Through movies and media, we're taught that working for the man, climbing the corporate ladder, and paying tax is more empowering and valuable than raising the next generation. reason. Women have lost touch with our natural loving instincts, and birth rates are plummeting. Men and women are not the same.
Convincing modern women that...
I mean, it's so true. And what is it? 45% of women will be childless and alone by the year 2030. Bro, it's coming up real soon. Gonna be a whole lot of crazy cat ladies, brother man. Whole lot of crazy cat ladies. Let's skip forward a little bit. What is this one about? This looks like a little debate here. What is this? Okay. Let's get to
it. I feel like since there's so many of y'all here, I don't know, I should make an announcement or something. You know what I mean? Y'all wanna hear my announcement? Yeah! All right, drum roll, please. I'm single again.
Well, lesbians have I'm not saying she's a lesbian, but the haircut, kind of a dead giveaway. But lesbians have a rate of 75% of rate of divorce. So lesbians, y'all get divorced like crazy.
Yeah. Y'all got any rate of recommendations, anybody? What's that, the rose petal, whatever that their rose? Their rose? Stay away from that rose. It give you a headache. That too strong. It sucks, though. You know, I married a man, and then I married a woman, and neither marriage worked, so I'm like, am I the damn problem? I'm trying to...
Yes, you are.
It only took...
Yes, you are the problem. 100% you are. Hate to break it to you. If the common denominator in all your failed relationships is you, more than likely you are the problem. Just how it goes. Oh, God. This is going to be cinema.
She aimed for independence, but landed
Lord
right on the floor.
Mercy.
Attacked by your own species, so. I'd rather feel the claw of a bear rake through flesh than a man's hand carving the innocence from this body. At least the only thing a bear can carve from this body is...
I'd rather a bear's teeth rip through flesh than a man steal the voice from my...
Bro, I hate to keep it a buck, but ain't nobody coming for y'all.
Shots fired!
Body, pry my words from my tongue.
At least the only thing a bear can steal from this body is I'd rather a bear ember this body unrecognizable than a man destroy my self-image until I only identify with victim. At least the only thing a bear can destroy is your body.
Running away from a bear.
Bro, they was sitting at the crib practicing that. We really gotta work on this unison here. Bro, go get a job. Go do something else. Go read a book. The victim Olympics is crazy, bro.
Do anything that men can do. Prove me wrong.
Go to Walmart, get one thing and leave. Not pop a curb the whole time. Don't even need that. I'm just gonna go in, get what I came for, and leave. Women cannot do that. I'll never understand this, bro. When I go to the grocery store or anything like that, I'm like, let's get exactly what we need and nothing else. Cash just can't comprehend this. This is a woman thing. You know why, though? Because instinctually, biologically, women are, they're like gatherers. They're scavengers. So, like, when you go to the mall and you see, like, women's section, it's like everywhere. That's why they like to pick, like, because they used to pick berries and things like that. Men are predators, we're hunters, so they put ours at the very back. We go to the very back, we grab our thing and leave. Women like to pick through because that's just how they are instinctually. Chat, do you agree with that, though? Do you agree with that philosophy of women biologically, instinctually, they're like, you know, gatherers and scavengers, whereas men are predators and hunters, therefore we just shop differently?
I'm in my feminine era, but apparently so are all the men.
Of course.
I love it.
Naturally.
Have we checked in on the men? Have you had a conversation with the men recently?
Yes, quite often, in fact. But I have a feeling this subject matter expert has noticed something that the rest of us may have not.
They're like baddies now, it's great.
Baddies. Kay?
Global problem. The other day, my friend went out on a date with a man. He looked at the menu, looked up at her, and goes, "Is it okay if I order the steak?"
So they were being considerate?
What? They want their bills paid too.
Well, maybe some of them are just trying to give women the equality that they've been asking for. Because there's a lot of women out there that want their bills paid.
They ask you what you bring to the table because they're hungry.
No. They're asking what women bring to the table, because quite frankly, there's quite a lot of women out there that bring nothing to the table except for their appearance. And a lot of men want a little bit more substance to their relationships than just someone that's pretty.
It's like getting a dog from the pound, but instead of a collar, they're wearing skinny jeans.
Is this what they mean when they say—
Are you really ranting in the bathroom? Imagine somebody's just next to her taking a hot dump. Like, baby girl, it's okay. It's all right. It's okay. Just chill out. You're in the bathroom. You know what I mean? Like, it's all good. It's all good.
Faces. They know that.
It's all good.
Hey, guys. Come spend the day with me as a girl who works every day for a living.
I love it. This is the equality you guys wanted. Yeah. Girl boss. Yay. Come on. What are you talking about? I thought y'all wanted this. What are you talking about? Oh, my God. This is the clip from the thumbnail. Oh, no. She got two jacks on it, too. Axel
oh
ruined.
Oh, my God.
The parking brake took the day off.
Lord
just like their
have
common
mercy.
Sense.
She just yanked that off. That was horrible, bro. But, Loki, did you have a good time today? Loki, all the way on your place. Thank you, sir. But I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Go cop the two ebooks, The 4 Pillars of Personality and The 4 Steps of Style that make you irresistible to women and respected by men. If you want to book a one-on-one consultation with me, you can in the link below. It's right in the description. We do it via Calendly. It's going to be on a Google Meet. If you want life advice, image consulting advice, coaching with relationships, anything that you need, you can go down there and book an hour with me. But I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I'll see you guys tomorrow, man. Peace.